Hello, my name is Celine Cassé. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry. My research focuses on the discovery of natural products with anti-cancer properties. One of the characteristics of cancer cells is their high proliferation rates. The drugs used in conventional cancer treatments are anti-proliferative agents, but unfortunately, they usually offer poor specificity to cancer cells. Natural products, and in particular plant-extracted molecules, represent excellent alternatives or adjuvants to the conventional anti-tumor treatments because they interfere with cancer-specific metabolic pathways while being less offensive to normal non-cancer cells. Graviola or guanabana is a tropical evergreen tree that is a member of the Anunnaceae family. Graviola trees are very common in the Puerto Rican landscape, and while graviola has been used in the Caribbean to cure a large set of ailments, the scientific community has been particularly interested in studying its anti-cancer properties. While in vitro and vivo studies have indeed reported that extracts prepared from the graviola root, fruit, bark, and leaves possess anti-proliferative activities in a large variety of cancer cells, the studies on the effect of graviola in models of head and neck cancers are, however, scarce. So the present study aims to fill this knowledge gap. We are presenting here the first in vitro study of the anti-proliferative properties of graviola ethanolic leaf extracts in an in vitro model of squamous cell carcinoma, a type of tumor that represents over 90% of all the head and neck cancers. We have compared the toxicity of an ethanolic graviola leaf extracts on two-tongue squamous cell carcinoma cell lines, SCC9 and 25, versus on gingival non-cancer fibroblast, HGF1. The extract was prepared by macerating ground leaves from a local graviola specimen in pure ethanol. But before conducting the dose-response experiments, we verified that the extract was soluble in cell culture media and that the vehicle solvent, ethanol at 0.3%, did not induce significant mortality in the cell lines. The bar chart represented in Figure 1 shows the result of the dose-response experiments for SCC9, SCC25, and HGF1 treated during 24 hours with concentrations of extracts ranging from 0 to 300 micrograms of leaf material per ml. The percentage of cell viability for each concentration and cell line is represented by the vertical bars, SCC9 in yellow, SCC25 in orange, and HGF1 in blue. As you can see, our results show that the extract possessed a dose-response anti-proliferative activity on SCC9 and SCC25, with a growth inhibition of about 30% at 300 microgram per ml for both cell lines, while an inhibition of growth is observed for the SCC cells at all the concentration tested. The effect of the extract on the viability of HGF1 seems to be biphasic, in a sense that for concentrations inferior to 19 microgram per ml, we observed a stimulation of cell growth, whereas for doses superior to 75 microgram per ml, the extract seemed to have an anti-proliferative effect on HGF1. The phenomenon of low doses of drugs activating the cell's growth has been observed before and is described in pharmacology as hormesis. The results reported here are of particular significance for cancer biology research, since they suggest the existence of an adaptive beneficial response that would only occur in normal non-cancer cells, a response that could be further exploited to boost the growth of sane cells while eliminating cancer cells. So our future plans include assessing the molecular mechanisms underlying the difference in the bioactivity of the extracts in HGF1 versus SCC cells, with an emphasis on the dose ranges in which hormesis is observed. We are also in the process of chemically characterizing the extract to determine which molecules are involved in its anti-cancer activity. See Figure 2 and 3. So this is about it. This work is supported by funding from PR Imbre, UPRM Seed Funds. Special thanks to Cindy Ramos from the Department of Chemistry, Olga Rodriguez and Dr. Di Fulcarlo from the Department of Biology. And thank you for your attention.